I always get two questions from people whenever I tell them I was a carny. First one is, did you ever learn to speak carny? And the answer was, no, not really, but it's basically sort of a variation of Pig Latin or some extra syllables added to words, along with a bunch of slang. So, $100 is a yard, a yizard or yizard in carny. And a mark, a person whose money you're trying to take, is a mizark or miazark, depending on who's saying it. So, if you wanted to say, you could take this mark for a yard to someone you're working with, you might say, yizu kiazen tiazake diazis miazark fiazora yizard. I'm sure an actual carny would go, wow, that was fucking awful. But like I said, I never learned to do it well. Anyway, as you could tell, 90s rap slang faux shizzle borrowed from carny in its own way. There's some more difficult variations. Sometimes people also modify the ends of some words to make it less obvious, but the idea is so that two carnies can talk in front of a person without them knowing what's being said, right? So, they might even just toss a few things in that they've made up themselves that only they understand. Could vary from carnival to carnival. The other question I would always get is every game rigged? Or, so did you like run a rigged game or what? And the answer is, yeah, sure. Every carnival game is rigged. But, maybe not the way you think it is. Over the years, everyone's seen some episode of 2020 or, if you're not 45 years old, maybe a bunch of YouTube videos, but some sort of expose about how carnival games are all just designed to be unwinnable. Generally, that's not true entirely. They're just either near impossible, or they're super simple and you win every time. And that is how they're rigged. They're rigged to take your money. We'll start with the super simple ones. I ran a balloon darts game. So people might think, oh, they probably like dull the darts, or maybe they don't blow the balloons up full enough so the dart bounces off of them. Like there's some sort of deflate gate going on at the county fair. No, I blew those fuckers up, and yeah, the darts sucked, but they were cheapo plastic darts we kept in a Tupperware bin. But they were sharp enough. In fact, one time, this 6-year-old kid threw a dart, the thing somehow hit a balloon sideways, bounced back, and stuck right in the kid's sternum. Freestanding. Kid's like freaking out. His dad pulled the fucking dart out. Wasn't in super deep or anything, but I just gave the kid a big stuffed elephant, said thanks for playing, and we never saw them again. Customer service. But anytime someone came and said, oh, I bet I could win this if I brought my own darts from home, I told them, go right ahead. Saves the wear and tear on our darts. You feel free to go get them and come back, and I'll let you play with them. Of course, no one ever did because I called their bluff. Also, who the fuck is gonna literally leave a carnival, go to their home, head down to their fucking rumpus room or whatever, to the dartboard, get their darts, and come back to try and win a $5 stuffed animal? No one, I hope. So, the game wasn't rigged for you to fail at it. You pop 3 balloons, you win the large prize. The large prize, of course, was like a 10-inch bear or something. The small prize was a keychain or a rubber snake or some horse shit. Funny enough, though, the prizes were actually probably better than if you spent only $5 at a Dave & Buster's where 100 points gets you like a fucking eraser or one jelly bean or something. So anyway, they'd win one of these little pieces of shit, and then someone would inevitably say, so how do you win the bigger prizes? Ah, well, in order to win the extra large prize, I need 2 large prizes. So pay another $5, pop 3 more balloons, win another large prize, I'll take those back and trade you for 1 extra large prize. Do you want the double extra large prize? Well, I need 2 extra large prizes for it. So, all you gotta do, win another extra large one. That means playing twice more and winning twice more. And you get the idea. By the time you work your way up to the giant knockoff Pikachu, you'll have spent like $50, $60 for a prize the company paid like $10 for. So, anytime you see a prize every time type game, that's the deal. One guy got pissed at me once when I explained this to him, and threw the prize back at me and said, if I wasn't with my kid, I'd be over that counter kicking the shit out of you. It's a reasonable response, right? But if a guy jumps the counter at a carnival and another carny saw it, they'd probably think that that carny was being robbed, and theft is not treated very well, as I'll tell you all about a little later on. But suffice to say, if he jumped over that counter, his kid would have been watching his dad get curb stomped by 6 other dudes and tossed into the dumpster outside the Zellers we were set up near. So then there's the nearly impossible games. There's things like the ping pong ball landing on the right bottle top, where it's almost entirely luck-based. You pay like $2 a toss, and you can be there all day hoping one bounces on the exact right one that wins you some gigantic prize. Or there's the skill games like Cover the Spot, where you have to drop 5 plates from a certain height onto a red spot, and if you've covered the entire spot with plates, you win the prize. We did have one game that was pretty much rigged, though. The peach baskets, or tubs. The way it worked, you got 2 balls, throw them both in one at a time, and you win a big-ass prize. That's the only prizes this booth had. All it had was giant prizes. If you lost, you didn't get shit. It could be won with skill and a little luck, but for the most part, the game was won when the carny decided it was time to give out the prize. See, they gotta give out something, otherwise if no one's walking around the fair with a big stuffed animal, or no one sees anyone win, the marks think, well, this is bullshit, no one can win. I'm sure various exposés have said that the winners are plants or employed by the carnival, but do you think they're gonna pay someone to just walk around? Not when they can get people to pay to be the fucking billboard. So usually you just wait for a couple, a guy and his hot girlfriend. The hotter the better, since every slack-jawed idiot is already looking at her anyway. You let him try it out, demonstrating it yourself. Throw a ball in the basket with a little wrist action to make it look like that's the big secret. You tell him, you just put the right amount of spin on it, and it's gonna go in, check that out. And then you leave that ball in the tub or in the peach basket. You let them try, and hopefully, when they throw the ball in, it hits the other ball and deadens the bounce and stays in. Now you say, $5, get both in, you win your choice of any prize in the booth. You take both balls out, hand them to the guy, he throws the first one, and whoops, it bounces out. You go, no, you didn't put enough spin on it. Here, hold on, let me show you again. Rinse and repeat. You throw the ball in, they throw their second ball in, it goes in. You say, look at that, all you gotta do, $5 more, get 2 in a row, you win the prize. Once you've done this a few times and he's lost and he's getting frustrated, you might say, how about you let her try, I bet she could do it. Remember, this is the year 2000, we weren't all woke or whatever, so a little misogyny and emasculation was fine. Let hot date do it, only this time, when you hand her the 2 balls, you grabbed one from somewhere else and you left one of the demonstration balls in the basket. She throws the first one, the demo ball inside deadens the bounce of the first throw, she throws the second one, those 2 balls deaden the bounce of the second throw, and we have our winner. You grab the prize, hold it over your head, and yell to everyone with an earshot, hey, we have a winner! And then you go, see, I told you she could do it, to the guy as she gives the prize that she won a big hug. And walks around the midway for another hour going on rides with it, advertising for you that your game can in fact be beaten. So again, no point in paying someone for an hour or 2 hours to walk around your carnival with a prize. They just paid you $50, $60, you gave them a $10 prize, and you get your free advertising. Now, as I said, the game could be won with some skill and luck, but the amount you'd have to practice, you'd spend so much money on so many attempts, you'd be better off just going to Walmart and buying one. But of course, no guy's ever gotten blown for buying a girl a stuffed animal from Walmart on a first date. Of course, I don't think any guy's ever gotten blown for winning one on a first date either, but they think they will. And if that gets them to spend their money, then they can think that all they want. That's why they're the marks.